The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on May 17th, 2009.
Go Wings! Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you, Bonnie. Tonight, Jackie Carpenter joins us to warm us up for the WISP Paranormal Expo. You ever wonder what really happened to Princess Diana? Well, John King will tell us tonight. Finally, Robbie Thomas returned to discuss the Sally House. You need to clarify, because I thought it was the playoffs or the Stanley Cup playoffs. I have no idea.
It's not the finals. It's the Western Conference finals, but not the Stanley Cup finals.
Okay. There's our hockey update. I'm not running. I don't think any of us are running on all eight cylinders this week.
Like, I think I'm running on 16.
Which is well, yeah. I think you're. Well, you carry the damn show tonight, then.
It's going to go to a bad place if I do.
You carry it. Yours. All right, fine.
Whatever. And this is Hockey Talk with Bonnie.
Tonight we discuss the Red Wings, and then later on we're going to discuss the Red Wings. And then later on tonight we are going to discuss, guess what, the Red Wings tonight here on Hockey Talk with Bonnie.
Yes, I like it. It's a fabulous idea.
Socket ship it. It'll be huge, I guarantee you. So, all right, yeah. Doug, where the hell are you at? You're not in the studio.
I am not in the studio, indeed.
And I missed your face.
It's not much of a face today. You know, I worked all day yesterday, I worked all day today, and developed a headache. So I'm remoting in just temporarily. I apologize for this, but it's necessary for my health.
Hey, if I can just skip the show for the Red Wings, you
I don't mention that to you.
Hey, you know what? I had fully intended, and this is a God's honest truth, and you can ask Doug. If he does not back it up, I will hurt him.
Okay. No, it's true. I remember.
I completely planned on coming to the show last week. What's going on with me?
No, you're all right. You're okay.
Okay. And Doug said, if there ever was a good reason to miss Ghostly Talk, it is game five of the Red Wings. So I said, okay. I have Doug's blessing. I'm out.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
I missed you guys, too, but I had a lot of fun watching the hockey game.
You had a lot of fun last night, from what I understand, Bonnie. Pretty good segue, huh?
It's all yours.
The floor is Bonnie.
I don't really know that I had I had a lot of fun watching people. People watching at a wedding isn't normally as entertaining as it was last night.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only thing I have to say to set the scene for this, You know how when they first bring the bride and groom into the reception?
Yeah, yeah.
How they normally play a song that signifies the couple and their love and all this beautiful Barfarama stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I have been to many of these. And
the song playing last night was It's All Right to Be a Redneck.
Are you kidding me?
Swear to God.
Well, if I may interject, you know, you asked me about the wedding I was at last weekend. One of the things, and this is actually on a more serious note, Jim. Jim. I've known Jim now for over a decade. The song that the groom and the mother danced to, it was a song, you know, and I don't even know the name of the song, but the lyrics were kind of like, I'm proud to watch you grow up. I'm proud to watch the man you become, but you're still my little boy. And that crap just choked me up right now thinking about it. That shit. That stuff just choked me up. So I'm sitting there at the table. Because I've known Jim for so long. Jim's a big, strong, tough guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy with his mom dancing that just kind of tripped me out for a few minutes, you know.
Well, you know, would really hurt me because I have to say, I think I've gotten a lot more emotional over the past, like,
yes, you have.
And I can actually sit and watch Intervention on TV, and then at the end when they're all sitting around,
oh God,
and they're like, you know, it's okay, we love you, we just want you to go away for 6 months or whatever, and then
you're a raging drug addict, yeah, okay,
yes, and then when the person finally says, okay, I'll go, I just burst into tears almost every time.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean to hit you.
So can you imagine me at a wedding and then listening to these.
Yeah.
Words of these songs like, you know, you're my loving son and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it tore me up. I mean, I of course, you know, being cool like I am, I...
Yeah, but it's still not as hard as dancing to, like, say, Daddy's Little Girl with your dad. What's even worse, and I can attest to this because, okay, you guys all know me. I am a witch with a capital B. Some people refer to me as cold-hearted. Some people say I have a cold black heart.
I wonder who.
But at my, the day that I was really, really stupid.
Yeah, your wedding.
The song I danced to with my father, the very last line was, what do you do when your daddy's gone and your daddy's little girl?
Oh, God.
I bawled like a baby.
Much, yeah.
Like a baby. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh. That song totally took a turn for the worse. Very, very, yes. It goes from a beautiful, like, oh, you're growing up kind of song to a, you know, oh, well, you know.
Now he's dead.
Push everyone over the edge. Yeah.
Well, these songs bum you out because it just kind of makes you face mortality, especially when it comes to your parents. And, you know, I know, Doug, you mentioned that, you know, you become a lot more. And I know the last 3 years for me, my nerves are split like bad hair. I mean, I cry at the drop of a hat.
As a matter of fact, last night, and this was the only thing.
Yeah, we got to get back to the funny
that
stuff.
This is the only thing that kind of remotely got me emotional. You know that 2 months ago my uncle passed away, and that was Katie, my cousin that got married last night. That was her father. And when it came time to the father-daughter dance, she danced with her brother, and they both like were in this big mammoth bear hug, just bawling with each other to a typical father-daughter dance song. And I was like, wow, that is kind of sad. However, looking at the mass amounts of jeans, leather vests, and cowboy hats brought me out of my depression.
At a wedding?
That was the bridal party.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let me guess. They played You've Got Friends in Low Places at some point.
I've Got Friends in Low Places was played, definitely. But yes, it was a country western theme wedding. And
did they play alcohol toward the end?
You know, I don't know because I left at 9:30. But,
Oh, they hurt.
Oh, boy, I'm having so much fun here, but geez, look at the time.
The groomsmen were wearing black jeans, white, you know, like white long sleeve button up shirts, black leather vests,
yeah,
and cowboy hats. The bride, 5 minutes after arriving at the reception, went and changed into a white skirt, a purple shirt to match her groom, and a black leather vest.
Can I interject? But this reminds me of, and I'll keep it brief, but I have to talk about this because I was at a wedding exactly like this years ago, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this wedding from a cousin who I'll not mention on the air here. And to make it brief, all the groomsmen, I think they were a bit dressed up a little bit more. I think they were actually wearing dress pants. And they are wearing, like, dress jackets, but they're wearing all those cowboy lapel
mm-hmm.
things. Oh, my God. I never eat pineapple before ghost lapel. Never do that again.
I'll remember that.
Oh, my God. Anyways, and they were all wearing cowboy hats, right? And they all had a molester mustaches.
No.
Right?
Oh, no.
And, you know, pretty cookie cutter for a wedding of that sort.
Right.
Now, to make it brief, okay, that was enough to deal with. I mean, it was kind of a trip, and, you know, we went to the wedding, right, and, you know, had our dinner and had some drinks and whatever, and that was it. You know, and I remember they come by and they're like, get drunk, have a good time, enjoy yourself. And they were so happy. They were just, they're married and they're in love. They're so happy, right? 2 days later,
mm-hmm.
I get a call from my mother saying, guess what happened with so-and-so and so-and-so? I'm like, well, what happened? They're like, well, they had the marriage annulled.
Did they just want to have a big party?
They were fighting apparently before the wedding, like a fist fight before the wedding. I mean, I thought you weren't supposed to see the bride before the wedding.
Really,
in the first place.
It's bad luck.
I guess they kicked the door down and just went and beat the crap out of her and said, "Here's how we're going to start our marriage off, right, honey?" You know,
it's bad luck to see the bride the day of the wedding.
But I have to tell you what I did though.
Before she walks down the aisle,
I have to tell you what I did because I found out this and
you canceled the check.
Not quite. I flew into a rage. And I called her, my cousin, and said, hey, how you doing, hon? She's like, oh, feel bad for me. I'm so upset. And I'm like, yeah, I'll tell you what. I gave you $75 for a wedding present, which in my opinion was way more than I needed to give because I see her like once every 10, 12 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my date, we both had dinner, right? So I'm going to give you around $10 for that because the food wasn't very good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We had two pitchers of beer between the both of us. Okay? So I'll go $10 for dinner, $20 there, and then, like, you know, let's go $5 a pitcher for the cheap, crap, watered-down beer. So we're talking $30 right there, right?
Mm.
So what is that? 40, right? You owe me $45.
Oh, my gosh. You asked for a refund.
I'm willing to pay for the food. I know you have to pay for the wedding and stuff like that. That really was pointless. But you owe me $45. You owe me money.
Did she give it to you?
Oh, hell no. I never saw it. I'll never see that money ever again, right? But I just wanted to make a point. Like, you're obviously, you weren't meant to be together. Why didn't you just, like, do the right thing and say, you know what? We're really sorry about this.
Right.
We're going to have to eat something here and deal with this. Be adults about the thing instead of going
cancel
through with it.
I mean, there are people that cancel their wedding the day of.
Yeah.
I really should have, but.
Yeah, well.
I mean, my dad even suggested it as we were standing at the back of the church. He really did.
You were young and idealistic.
I was dumb.
And dumb, yes.
It's part of
growing up, though. You know, it's part of growing up. And, you know, you did your thing. And, you know, everybody keeps telling me it's time for me to do my thing.
I grew as a person and I learned, but.
Well, yeah, I mean.
As far as you and Amber go, yeah, you guys really just.
We're retarded for each other.
You should tie the knot because I have never seen a couple more retarded.
Well,
you know.
I wonder if Mom
you're going to make it turn red.
You guys.
Thank God. I think Mom Elle's listening to this.
You'll never find a girl more perfect for you than Amber.
Well, we get along. We have a good time together. And, yeah, you know, hey, and our thing with that, hey, I'll say it right here on the air. We've both, this has come up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I even said this at this wedding we were at a couple weekends ago. You know, I'm like, look, we both agree that we're stuck together for the rest of our lives. Why rush it? You know what I mean?
That's such a loving way to. Country songs have been written on lines like.
Well, why rush it, though? Why rush it? You know, I mean, Doug Stanhope, the comedian Doug Stanhope, talks about that. He's like, what's this thing with marriage? I don't get it. He's like, oh, baby, we got this great thing together, man. I just love this one. Let's get the law involved in it. Let's get lawyers involved, right? Why do I need to do that right now? Right? There's other things to be done besides planning a wedding.
I'm not saying you do need to do that right now.
Oh, no,
I'm
not
saying
no.
You'll never find a girl more perfect for you than Amber.
And someday it'll happen. Someday we'll have a big ghosty
talk
wedding.
I will be there, and yeah. I will.
We'll be really drunk.
Be crying,
pictures.
Probably.
I won't be crying.
Laughing?
Well, I do.
Thanks.
I do kind of view weddings as funerals nowadays, but especially when, you know, my entire...
Oh, my God. Sorry.
My immediate family looks better than the bridal party. But Yeah, I shocked some people last night, Doug. I know you were a little shocked that I was going girly last week. I actually wore a dress and heels yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And, you know, you should have taken me to the wedding. If I wasn't waiting 24 hours, I could have wore some chaps.
Oh.
And
with nothing on underneath.
I would have crashed away to see that.
Oh, of course there would be. They would be assless chaps. And what else? I could get some of them stick on tattoos and things.
Hey.
And that, and a can of Skull. I have never done that before in my life.
You probably would have blended right in. Sounds like it.
And I'd have been just like, they'd be like, so you were in the wedding. And I'm, no.
Well, see, actually, this is the part
You were the preacher, weren't you?
The preacher was a woman.
Ooh.
And this is the part that I actually found hysterical. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
You may kiss the bride.
I went outside to smoke, even though you could smoke inside.
Yeah.
When all the little kids were there and stuff, I went outside to smoke.
Uh-huh.
And the hall was, like, attached to a bar.
Yeah.
And the woman walked out of the bar, and she goes, "Wow, you girls in the bridal party look nice." And I went, "Thanks, but I'm not in the bridal party."
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's not saying much, man. I ugh.
No, the bridal party is wearing halter tops and daisy dudes.
the bridesmaids were actually in dresses, lavender dresses, but it was the groomsmen that kind of knocked me over.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and the female preacher that was, I don't know, half asleep, half in her own little world, that made the groom say his vows and then said, "Okay, you can kiss your bride," without making my cousin say hers. And then she
must have made a prediction before the wedding.
She put her head down for a minute and she goes, "Oh, I guess we can let you do yours now."
Wow.
Really? Can I get a refund?
Did they have a rehearsal for this thing?
I have no idea. But
doesn't sound very scripted.
Yeah.
The whole wedding probably cost them $412.
Well,
well.
Speaking of which, I got to point this out. Speaking of money, I got to point this out. Colleen in Massachusetts actually fired us an email this week. And she said she read an article here from Forbes. And it said it was top 20 America's most overpriced cities. Guess who is number 19 on the list next to Boston, Massachusetts? We were a tie with Boston, Massachusetts here.
Wow.
Warren, Michigan. Is the
19th
most? Have you looked around here?
Yeah.
Warren, Michigan is the 19th most expensive, most overpriced city to live in.
Well, you know, it's not Detroit. If it was from Michigan, Warren would not.
You
be
can
the
buy
city.
A house down there with bottle returns. What are you talking about? You're right, Bonnie.
Michigan, Warren is not the city that I would think.
No, I would think Troy or Auburn Hills or Rochester.
Yeah.
You'd think, but apparently not. Apparently that's the reason they have all their money up there is because they don't have to pay $20 for a pack of cigarettes or something down. I don't know.
No, we all have to pay that.
So, yeah, I had to point that out. Thank you, Colleen, for that little bit of depressing news. I really appreciate it. One thing I didn't mention, I'm sorry, this is a bit self-centered, but I have to mention this because this came up last week, Doug, when we were talking on the show. And I haven't given a Weight Watchers update recently about myself. Again, I'm sorry, it's self-centered, but I had to give you guys an update on my Weight Watchers thing. Cause, you know, this stuff doesn't die on the vine for me. You know,
and how you doing, big boy?
30 pounds light.
Woo!
30 pounds
awesome.
So far, and God, I think my body's overtime digesting. I saw that. When'd you get that
done?
It's
very girly.
Yeah, I see.
Not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before.
Who did it?
Some tattooed guy at the tattoo shop.
Well, that narrows it down.
His name's Chad.
Okay, Chad the tattoo guy.
I just can't remember the name of the shop I went to right now. Which is bad, but I went with Jeanette, and that's like a little bonding friends thing we have. That's the second time we've gone and got tattoos together, and it's so much fun. And I'm living up to, you know, Doug's expectations of me.
I am so glad I don't have to bond with you.
However, it's a very girly tattoo and very not me.
Yeah, it's a flower on her wrist.
It is a lotus flower.
A lotus flower.
And it is purple and pink.
I wonder if that might, like, did you look at that and get inspired and decide, you know, I'm going to wear heels and a dress?
No, I really didn't. However, I was talking to Tanya and Allie yesterday, and they heard what I was wearing, and they were like, if you ever show up anywhere with us dressed like that, we will kidnap you and take you away and make you wear what you're supposed to wear. So I think at a conference in the future, I'm going to show up in a dress and heels.
Me too.
Same here. Well, all three of us will. We're not going to be wearing our ghostly talks. I got it hanging out in the closet. Yeah.
Oh,
you know what's funny is my mom made up this photo album thing. That's one of her hobbies. She makes these goofy photo albums and stuff. And she put up a picture of herself with the same dress on, and then put a picture of me next to her with the same dress on. Yeah, it's really
sweet. We should put that up on the Ghostly Talk website and do a poll to see who looks better in the dress.
Definitely my mother.
Mom Mel or Scott.
Definitely my
Don't
mother.
Don't you think, Doug?
I think that's a great idea.
I think we should do it. Get the pictures.
Well, we'll see.
I don't think
see.
Scott likes that idea.
We'll see. Well, why did I even mention it? I don't know. You guys are going to run with this thing.
I think it's fun.
I'll just call Mom L. I've got the number.
Okay, and call her.
I will.
Whatever. we're going to be here next week, for better or for worse. Next week, though, well, I'm sorry, the end of the month. Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, where all the wonderful people come out because the weather's nice. And then week after that, we're going to be on the road. Got to mention this thing. We got two conferences we're doing in one weekend. Now, here's the layout. I'm going to tell you guys right now how we're doing this thing. I know there's been some questions about how we were going to do this thing. We're going to be at PCOM. The evening of the 29th. And then we're going to be there all day for the actual festivities there with all the speakers and stuff on the 30th. And then we shoot over, all the way over to Mansfield, Ohio, for the WISP Expo. We're going to be talking to Jackie Carpenter here in a couple seconds about that, actually. And we're going to be investigating Mansfield Reformatory. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday morning, we get up bright and early. Well, I get up bright and early, and you guys come crawling in about 12 o'clock.
Hey!
And we do our little spit presentation, talk about evidence and stuff that people may have gotten the night before and whatnot. So we're going to be making a brief appearance.
You mean you and Doug.
What are you doing?
Well, I never do those things with you guys. Okay. No one wants to hear me.
Well, that's kind of what's going on with that. But we're going to be like hammering two conferences out in one weekend. It should be pretty cool. Check that out, definitely.
And we're going to get to see a lot of friends.
You guys got to talk some more because something's really happening.
Well, hey, look, I have carried this first half hour. I don't know what more you want from me. I've talked more in this half hour than in like the past five Ghostly Talks.
Well, Doug.
Do you know there is some interesting news?
You run with it, Doug, because I have to go. Doug? I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
All right,
lay it on me, big boy. I don't know what my deal is with big boy tonight, but I'm going to run with it.
Do you know I ate there last night? Anyway, there is some news. It's very, very exciting. I'm extremely happy.
Involving a press release.
It involves a press release, so it is now completely 100% public.
And we can talk about
it. We can finally talk about
Yay.
It. But
go ahead, Doug.
Our good friend Sean Burris of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, and our good friend Gowan of Florida.
Of Florida. He's just going of Florida.
And, of course, Nathan of Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. So all of our good friends, they got together and they started working last fall on a project. And it has blossomed into... four episodes on A&E.
Yes.
So A&E in October is going to be airing a project that the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show plus our hosts plus the Jason Gowan, the one and only Jason Gowan, Florida is going to do a project, and it's called Extreme Paranormal.
Yes.
On A&E coming up this fall.
Yes, I'm very excited for them. Congrats, boys. Love you.
I think it's fantastic, and I really, really hope to see a lot of them on A&E. And now that I have a DVR system, I will tape all four episodes.
Cool.
Well, you go, Doug.
Yes. And then I'll watch them over and over.
You do realize that I'm already planning the premiere party at your house, right?
Well, I'm going to be watching them in my assless chaps, so I don't know if you want to have it that night or the next night.
Oh, quite frankly, we'll have it that night, because all of the pictures.
Yay.
That's all I'm saying.
So, yeah, the premiere party is going to be at my house on that night.
Bonnie's planning it. If you want an invite, talk to her.
I'm just extremely, extremely excited, and I really wish the best for their project.
You knew that was coming, though, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. And I can't wait.
And we do need to plan another party before then, though.
I agree. I was talking with Wendy about that. When's the next party? And she's like, I don't know. It's your house.
You're like, I know, but Bonnie always plans them for me.
I know, but I haven't seen a party in my calendar in forever. I don't
Okay, that's it. There's a party coming to you. I'll find a reason for it. It could be like, no, we can't have a Red Wings party. We can't have a party during the game because talking will make me kill people. So
I'm so happy I have more control over my household that I just can't have random parties other people plan for me.
Well, Doug enjoys it.
I know, Doug, that's your thing. If somebody came over and said, we're having a party tonight, I'd be like,
I give him more than a day's warning. Actually, the last couple parties, has said, we need to have a party. Let's plan a party.
Here's something I want to throw out to the listeners, too.
That ends Doug's involvement.
Yeah, and then people just show up one night.
You have heartburn, which I rarely ever get anymore.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I got nailed here for the show. Almonds will kind of put the fire out. If you have almonds on hand, unsalted almonds, try those. They might
you are listening to Home Remedies by Scott.
I'm just throwing that out there. It's making me feel better right now.
I just had to say it.
We got 2.5 hours of this crap.
You guys ragged on me for my hockey talk, so, you know, I had to bring that up.
Well, no, this is just it's helping right now. Because, I mean, you heard me, Bonnie.
I was
off the mic belching and holding my stomach and all this crap.
It was really unattractive, folks, so be thankful there's not a webcam.
Well, I'm trying not to do it on the air. You know, that's why I had to step away for a second. But, yeah, so what I miss? I'm just kidding. I was here for that. It's fine. Coming up here, we got an interesting show. Pardon me, I'm chewing on my almonds here. I'm just trying to get myself back. I'm getting a shot of protein here so I can get myself going through the rest of the show. Shut your mouth.
I can't giggle.
I know what the hell you're thinking about right now. I'm not stupid. I went to college. I know what that's all about.
You had to go to college for that?
Okay, high school. I don't want to go anything lower in high school.
It
took you
to junior high to know?
This is not good.
This hurts my head.
Continue what you were saying, Scott.
We're going to be talking to Jackie here in a few minutes about the WISP Expo. And as you know, I got to mention, this is the one thing I got to mention. I didn't mention about that. It's in the can, it's definite. I'm going to be one of the volunteers that night. I'm going to be one of the volunteer guides, tour guides that night for Mansfield.
Oh, at Mansfield?
At Mansfield, yes. Yeah, so
that's probably a good thing because I think we could all go through the place with our eyes closed.
Yeah, well, I talked to Scott yesterday because we've been talking about doing this, and I was going to do it a while back, but then work stuff happened. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it. I talked to Scott yesterday. He's like, heck yeah, let's definitely do that. So when we're going to get out there, I'm going to be one of the volunteers that night.
Very cool.
A little t-shirt.
I'm not going on your tour, though.
I don't know if I'm going to be actually giving a tour. I think I'm going to be more or less a guide, kind of hanging out and mm-hmm. in the prison all night. Because, I mean, I don't live down there. I can't be there all the time, so I don't know all the nooks and crannies and all the little stories back and forth. I know a lot of the stories, but mm-hmm. not everything. So
basically, you're going to end up doing pretty much what we do when we go there.
Well, I'm going to help people out, though.
But it's going to be official.
But, yeah, I'm going to have a little red thing on my shoes, though, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm even going to give him a button for it.
Got out, official guy.
Well, I'm excited about it. I mean,
no, that is very cool.
It's really nice that Scott and everybody down there think that high, you know, that high enough. There, here comes the heartburn again. I thought it worked. Okay, take back the almond thing. Oh my God, this is killing me.
Don't you have an acid?
No, I don't need it anymore. I haven't had heartburn in
evidently
so long.
Evidently, you do.
I don't know what the problem.
Try drinking water upside down from a. Oh wait, that's a different one.
That's hiccups, and it is kind of fun to watch Amber try to do that.
I've been drinking water here the whole time. So.
It worked.
It's just nice. So, all right, yeah. So that's one thing. If you're going to be down there at the WISP Expo, I'm going to be kind of being one of the guide people down there. So, something to check out too. We got to go to break here. Thank gosh.
I thoroughly enjoyed this first half.
I'm glad you did.
Go Wings.
Go Wings. Yep, all that good stuff. Yeah, we're coming back. We're going to be talking to Jackie Carpenter about the Wisp Expo. A lot of other stuff planned for tonight. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Ghostly Talk!
Station 3.0.
WPIRG, Crossroads Paranormal, and ASPRN are excited to announce the first annual North Central Paranormal Meet and Greet and Expo. The event will take place on June 6, 2009 at the Honeywell Center Gym in Wabash, Indiana. The time of the event is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admittance is free. All paranormal enthusiasts are welcome to attend, and groups or individuals may set up a table at the event free of charge. We are currently collecting donations to raffle off at the event. Each person that attends the event will receive one raffle ticket. But if you bring a non-perishable food item, you will receive an additional entry. The food items collected will be donated to a local nonprofit food pantry to help those in need. If you are planning to attend the event, we would love for you to participate in our paranormal photo contest. Bring your photo to the event. Photo. The money raised from voting will also be donated to a nonprofit organization. The picture that has the most money in their canister will be the winner of the best paranormal photo. Prize to be announced at a later date. The ASPRN feed will be open for the event, and CPR show hosts Chris and Mike will be broadcasting the event and hope that other radio hosts from ASPRN will also participate in the broadcast. What this means is that if you are a group or individual that is going to attend the event, stop by the live broadcast booth and tell us about yourself or your group live on air. If you have any questions about the event or table space, contact Jason at WPIRG@yahoo.com. If you would like to make a donation, contact Chris at chris@cprshow.com. RIS@CPRShow.com. Or if you have any questions about ASPRN and the live feed, you can contact Mike at Mike@ASPRN.com.
Thank you.
believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, you know, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globine.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes. Not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that. Actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera. Hear something weird or something like that.
Carpenter is the founder of International Paranormal Research Association. She is also the host of Whispers in the Darkness Radio, author of A Daughter's Journal into the Darkness, and she is also the host of the Wisp Expo that we will be attending on May 30th and 31st. Her website is www.wispexpo.com. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing tonight?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing fabulous. I've had a really happy day, and I'm ready for Wisp. I'm ready to have a vacation.
You know, that's what I hear from everyone. When we talk to a lot of conference coordinators, and that's what I hear from all of them. They're like, you know what? When I'm done with this thing, I'm taking about 3 weeks off, and I'm not talking to anyone for a while. So I feel your pain.
That's how I feel at the end of our travel season.
Yeah, yeah. We just literally drop off the face of the earth for a couple of months and not do anything, or as least as possible. Wisp is coming up, though. We're going to be coming out there, like I was mentioning at the first half hour of the show here. I'm going to be coming out. We are going to be coming out, and I'm going to be doing the volunteer type thing there, but we're going to be coming out for the investigation. We're going to miss all the speakers, unfortunately, on Saturday, unfortunately. But let's talk about that for a second. Who do you have coming this year for a Wisp, Jackie?
Okay, we have Tim and Trish Shancy,
mm-hmm.
Stephen LaChance, Shannon Sylvia, Jason Gowan, the Naps Boys, certainly the Ghostly Talk guys. We have Joe Johnson coming. He's going to be talking about some of the legalities involved with what the teams are doing and what they need to pay attention to with the laws. I mean, we have a lot of new presentations that will be presented at Wisp, and we will also be premiering the Morse Mill Project.
What's that all about?
The Morse Mill Project is the film we shot with Stephen LaChance and Beth Corey, Andrew LaFreniere, Rochelle Evans, a bunch of them at the Morse Mill Hotel in Morse Mill, Missouri. It was owned by Bertha Gifford, who is one of the first documented women serial killers in the country. And she would poison her victims, and she did this for over a course of like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
The place is unreal. Within 10 minutes of the first walkthrough, when we were going through just to figure out everything for filming,
mm-hmm.
one of the investigators got ripped across her neck, and that appears in the film. We actually had a camera going. And it's just unbelievable the things that happened to us while we were there and what we experienced.
You know, that makes me think, you know, serial killers, that's a field that the women have not gotten into that
I know, we like. Really need to branch out.
I mean, it seems like you
I'm taking serial killers back.
Yeah, I really think that, you know, you ladies should take the reins on this thing. The guys keep screwing up, they keep getting caught.
I know.
I mean, you hear about all these guys every day. You turn on the History Channel, it's one serial killer after another. They get caught, they get caught, they get caught. I think women, just by their nature, will be much more elusive. It seems like they make better serial killers than males would.
Maybe.
Well, and that was certainly the case with this, because the neighbors and the family knew what she was doing, and no one turned her in. Women are much better at it, I think.
See, I think that's why there probably are still a lot of female serial killers. They're just not caught. So you don't hear about it.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jackie.
The neat thing about the project is that the proceeds, you know how everybody's out there to make money, the proceeds are going back to the hotel for the renovation project. The owner is just a great guy. He saves buildings from the 1800s. He goes all over the country. And we stepped up to the plate and said, we will help you with this. Because that's my passion, that's Stephen's passion. Beth Corey, who has played a very big part in this, Andrea LaFreniere, that's our passion. We love seeing the old historical buildings renovated and kept. So we're excited that we're able to give the proceeds to that.
Well, you know, speaking of old buildings, too, just the place that you guys are having WISP at, in Mansfield Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio there. You guys couldn't have picked a better location. It's got to be my favorite place to go in Ghost Hunt nowadays. How'd you guys go about picking out a location like that for your conference?
We actually, with Women's International Study of the Paranormal, which is what WISP stands for, mm-hmm. we decided that it would be a traveling conference, that we take it to different sections of the country. Mm-hmm. We started in Iowa. We decided to go to Mansfield this year. Partially, again, we get into the renovation and the preservation of old buildings. We knew the money that would come in. We don't make any money on the conference. The money that came in, all of it goes to Mansfield and goes into the preservation fund. Mm-hmm. So I think above anything else, plays a key part in why we choose the locations that we do each year.
Well, yeah, and you know, I know Doug can attest to this too. We say this over and over again about Mansfield. It's one of the, you know, we've been to a bunch of these places, and I think maybe it's just because we've been to Mansfield a lot of times. We've actually got to see firsthand the improvements that have happened to the building, what they've been doing to the place. We've seen the work in progress, and we've seen a lot of work in progress with Mansfield especially. We've seen a lot of improvements over the years, and they're doing a fantastic job there.
And, you know, this is the cool thing. It's open for investigations. We all know this, but do you all know that our conference is absolutely the very first conference to ever be allowed to be held there?
I wonder why there hasn't been one before, because, yeah, it just seems like it's a great place to do that. There's a lot of good, like, common areas built into the place where you can have events like that. I'm surprised you guys were the first ones to do that.
Right. Well, I just called them and was like, what have you got? How can you accommodate us? Do you want to do this? And they were like, yeah, certainly. But where we will be, where the speakers will be in that area that's all glassed in, that central court area.
Yeah.
I forgot what that's called. That's where the actual speakers will be. We have an amazing amount of vendors lined up that are coming in. We have day passes available. We are still open for registration. As a matter of fact, you guys have some tickets you need to give away.
Yes.
And that includes the speakers and the vendors. It does not include the cost of the investigation. That is separate money that has to be paid. That's $50 per person.
Mm-hmm.
They actually gave us a break in the price on the investigation because they charged $65. So for the conference, they gave us a special rate. But that money we paid us on a separate part. It just broke down.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to pay for the investigation, but yeah, you have some tickets you need to give away.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. We'll get that worked out probably for next week. You know what? For the listeners out there, I'm going to work something out for that for sure for next week. I think you might have to listen live to get on. We'll have to figure that one out. We'll figure something out. Maybe a trivia question or something, mm-hmm. for some tickets and whatnot. We'll get that all worked out. How many tickets do we have to give away, Jackie?
How many tickets do they have to give away? They have two.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, we got two tickets we're going to be giving away next week. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do just yet about that. We'll have to see. But we'll definitely get those out for you for sure, Jackie. So it looks like it's going to be a really great time. I know we're going to be coming in late, unfortunately, because we're going to be doing two conferences in one weekend, which is going to be that's going to be interesting for us, I think. We're going to be pretty tired. But I know I just found out, too, Jackie, just yesterday, I'm going to be one of the guides, though, one of the volunteers Saturday night for you guys, actually. I'm going to be getting there as quick as I can from Dayton. And I'm going to be one of the volunteers helping out with the people, the newcomers to the building, to show them kind of where to go and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to doing that, too.
Well, and I think what's really exciting about you guys is that you really stepped up to the plate for ours on Sunday, be willing to sit down with the guests and go over the evidence, look at it, let them show to you, and give your opinions on it, because so many of them don't do this like our teams go out and we investigate. We know what we're looking for when we look at the pictures, and you guys are like, hey, we'd be more than happy to do that. And you're going to spend, I think it's better than even speaking, because they get that one-on-one with you guys.
Well, I think also, you know, and I genuinely hope, and I know Doug shares my opinion on this, so does Bonnie, I genuinely hope we don't hurt anybody's feelings that morning. Because, you know, I mean, as you know, Jackie, as you know, doing this thing, I mean, and I know all of us here have been faced with, you know, talking to people and discussing evidence with them and them showing us stuff. And, you know, there's new people that come to the field, and they need to be educated, too. You know, I know what I consider to be something anomalous compared to, you know, right now as compared to, like, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. It's a lot different. It really is. I look at some stuff that I shot. And, Doug, you know this, too. You remember us going out and about back in the day. We basically, you know, we thought we got some interesting stuff, but now we look at it and go, you know what? We've learned about this whole thing called dusts and things like that. You know, go ahead, Jackie.
You know the logical explanation for the anomalies that are appearing in the pictures are why they're getting the EVPs that they're getting. And we're very honest, and we tell people, you bring your evidence to us and you want our opinion, you have to be prepared, because 99% of the time we're going to shoot it down. And we're going to tell you, no, we can explain to you what this is and why this is happening. But what are they going to get if we're not honest with them? We're going to send people out there that think that everything is haunted, and they're going to start a pandemic of haunted homes and start scaring people. I had a woman, I just got back into her home after a team went in there and told her she would have to move.
What?
She was out of her home for a month, and they called me, and one guy called me, they had contacted him and said, can you please help me? And it took me with Elizabeth at my site over 3.5 hours in that woman's home with her to get her to move back into her home, and we have been literally holding her hand for the past 4 weeks, keeping her in her home and explaining why the things are happening that are happening. There are logical explanations for absolutely everything. But that, if we don't start educating these young teens that are coming in, or start setting some standard of protocol for these teams to follow,
yeah,
we're going to be faced with more and more of this. And that's why we asked Joe Johnson to step forward and list and talk to us. You know, he's involved with the law. He understands. He's done a great deal of research. This team does not realize the emotional distress they put this woman under, and she could so easily turn around and sue them for that. And
yeah,
it's like, use some common sense, people. Why are you doing this? Why did you do this?
Well, that's a huge thing. I can't agree with you more, Jackie, because as you just said, there are a lot of young teams in the field now. You know, and we've talked about that a lot here on the show, you know, teams coming in and, you know, for whatever reasons they're coming in to this field. But I think it's very important to do that. When you're doing, that's why I think we've said this before on the air, I shy away from doing any type of home investigation now. It's just not something I like to do, because it's a huge responsibility. It really is. And I've told the story over and over again here how when the times we have went into homes, I know myself, I've said, look, we're going to be taking pictures, we're going to be taking audio, we're going to be doing all this stuff. Can you handle that? We may not find anything, but if we say, hey, we might have, by no means am I going to ever tell anybody they have to move. I don't think.
That's ridiculous.
I don't.
That's
think,
taking it way.
That's way too dramatic. I don't know why someone would do that. That's really irresponsible, in my opinion, to do that. Even for simply based because you cannot prove anything conclusively that there's anything in there. And that's very, very, very irresponsible. I'm not going to sit there and bag on them for being, you know, that tell hey, you're bad people, but very irresponsible. But you can tell people beforehand and say things like, look, you know, we're going to take pictures, we're going to do audio, we're going to do all kinds of stuff. If we get, we may not, there's a good chance we're not going to get anything. And as you know, that's the way it usually goes, Jackie. But, you know, we might get something strange on film. Can you handle that? Can you handle us saying, well, we got something interesting here, let's take a look at this thing and talk it over, right? And I've had people call me back and say, you know what, I thought about what you had to say, Scott, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about this, but I don't want you coming in my house now. And which is, hey, that's perfectly fine. I can understand that because I'm not going to be responsible for mind screwing somebody. I'm not going to do that.
Absolutely.
I couldn't sleep at night thinking that I scared someone that bad where they didn't feel safe in their own home that they've paid for. Way, and that's why you need this kind of education. I agree 100%, Jackie.
Yeah, and honesty is at the core of that. We have only gone into one home that we really feel we found solid evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But 99% of the time, we sit there for hours and hours and hours, not once, usually twice, if not three times, and get nothing that we can substantiate enough that says to this owner, your home is haunted. We will say you have paranormal activity, and we will explain that paranormal means unexplained. It does not mean a ghost or a spirit. And just really try to be very definitive in what we say.
Right.
Explain to them before going in. We use scientific tools doing this investigation, but this is not a scientific investigation because it's not controlled enough to be a scientific investigation.
Absolutely.
We can't give you with absolute authority a positive proof because there's not one of us that has that. We're all working on our own theories and coordinating the evidence that we're gathering at these semi-investigations that says, this supports my theory, but is that what it is? And I tell people, I can't tell you honestly that it is.
Well,
you know?
I think I hear the word in a... I've mentioned this in lots of conversations lately. I hear the word scientific being thrown around way too much nowadays. It seems like everybody I come in contact with, they say, well, you know, we're a scientific team. We approach everything from a scientific viewpoint. And I've actually went as far as to ask a couple people, do you know what scientific means? Do you understand what the concept of a scientific experiment is? Because it isn't going in, like you just said, Jackie, it isn't going into a place with a couple of tools in a very uncontrolled fashion and taking pictures, taking whatever it may be. I'm sorry, that is not a scientific type of investigation. You can bring all the bells and whistles in you want, but unless you have even I can't sit here and explain the whole nuance of what a scientific investigation is. I don't know. I'm not a scientist by trade. I don't do that, right? I read. I do the best I can. I think we're all trying our best to be as informed as we can. But you cannot go in there and say, well, we're a scientific group. Look, put all the lights on your head you want, okay? You're not a scientist. I mean, bottom line here, you're someone who's got a really cool hobby that you should be enjoying, but you can't be screwing people's heads up either. And that's this whole education point you're talking about. It's so important, and people, unfortunately, I think some people really, I don't want to be the one to hurt anybody's feelings, and I know you're not the one to do that either, Jackie, but I think some people need to hear, look, okay, what you have here, yeah, it's a cool photo, but, you know, in our opinion, our best estimation from our experience, this isn't anything really paranormal. It could be anything. You know, there's a lot of different explanations, but I hear that term being thrown around too much, and it's starting to get kind of one of those things, you know, scientific. It's a fun word to say, I know, people. It's a really cool word. It makes you sound really cool, but you have to understand what scientific means before you can approach something from that. Do you follow what I'm saying, Jackie?
Oh, totally. You know, what can we do? Because there is no standard protocol that's leading this community. It's everybody out there doing their own thing, their own way. We use each other's ideas. We try to expand on, you know, the one positive thing in all of this, it will probably be that, and I won't cuss, but it'll be that dummy out in the field walking around with an e-speed, I don't know, thermometer or something.
Yeah.
That happens up on the answer that we're all looking for. You know, it's just like the guy who made the silly putty. He wasn't out to make the silly putty. The
Whoop. Jackie, you still there?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Jackie? Oh, we lost
I
Jackie.
I think we did.
Oh, crap. What are we going to do? Doug, are you still there, dude? I think we lost Doug.
I think Doug's napping during Ghostly Talk.
Hang on. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. We'll get Jackie back.
Uh-huh. How are we going to lambaste Doug, though?
We're going to lambaste him. We're lambasting him right now.
Well, no, this is not lambasting. This is very calm.
Well, it was until, well, we only got 3 minutes here. Come on, yeah, Jackie, answer the phone.
She may be in a bad cell area.
Nobody's hearing this, by the way. We're hearing the ring.
I know.
Because I'm out in the country, just keeps going back and forth.
Well, you dropped out there. We lost you. But you were talking about the guy who discovered silly putty and things like that. And yeah, and we've said that a lot of times here on the show that, you know, it may not even be in our lifetimes, unfortunately. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. But I think it really is going to be most wonderful, most innovations and
they're
great
accidents.
Pushes. They're accidents. They really are. And I think...
Right.
I think that's what's going to happen with this thing, too. I think what little things we have had, I know, you know, I hate to keep milking our two EVPs we got 5 years ago, but, you know, the best EVPs we got 5 years ago, they weren't anything we expected. We just happened to, you know, oh, wow, holy crap.
Right.
You know, we weren't expecting it. We were enjoying ourselves. We were traveling. We were doing our thing, and we got these cool things. So I think that's how, you're right, Jackie. I think, you know, the guy who invented Silly Putty, he wasn't out to, you know, I'm going to invent something called Silly Putty.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make me rich beyond my wildest dreams. No, it was just an accident, came across, and yeah, it's still something we all use today. And I think that's the same thing with the paranormal, though. I agree 100%, Jackie.
And those are going to be some of the topics that we will be discussing this year at WISP. Some of the things that are going to be presented and by some of the guest speakers and how it pertains to women. I mean, even though WISP is about women, we have as many men coming as women. But we wanted to kind of start telling women, step up to the plate. You have ideas, use those ideas, be confident enough to participate in this community, not standing behind everyone else.
Amen, sister.
And we need more. We need more female serial killers, by the way, too.
Yes. This woman will.
Hey,
be
I'll
there.
Tell you. Andrea played Bertha Gifford in the movie, and I'm thinking to myself, watching this movie, The Morse Girl Project, I will never let her cook for me again. Because she's standing at this pot stirring this food, and I'm going, oh, Jesus, that's my daughter. What was uncanny is that she could be Bertha's twin.
Uh-huh.
I mean, naturally, and I'm going, oh, you're spooky. You just scared the hell out of me. Get away from me.
Well, Jackie, we're looking forward to coming down. We're looking forward to coming down there at the end of the month. We're going to be there as soon as we can Saturday night to hang out with you guys, and we're looking forward to Sunday morning to hang out with everybody and look at their evidence and all that good stuff. Hang on the line. We actually have to go to break. We're totally butting up against time here. But thank you again for joining us, Jackie. We really appreciate you coming on and talking to us.
Thanks, Doug. Have a great evening.
Yeah, hang on
a
line. Don't leave us just yet. Hang on for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to go to break here. Okay, guys, I don't know where Doug's at. Doug is like, he's hiding somewhere, I think. I don't know where he went. We're going to have to send a search party out. He may have fell asleep. Who knows?
I think he's grounded.
Doug is grounded. Coming back, though, we're going to be talking to John King about, here's a different topic we never talked about before, Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And the conspiracy behind Princess Diana. It's something I'm interested in, and I hope you guys are interested in, too. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.